This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, shall we continue, Don Ecker?
Absolutely.
Now, just to bring up nothing here, I was looking at the latest newsletter from MUFON, February issue. And just to bring things in perspective, MUFON now not just sells a print magazine, they do have a digital version of it, which is cheaper. So if you want to become a MUFON member, it's less money. So we have some sort of press account with them. So I do have access to all or most of their recent issues. So let's start with that. So once again, this is the current issue, February 2017. Cover story is the Earth being seeded with DNA-filled metallic spheres from space? Now, on the surface, this may seem like a story not for a MUFON journal, but for the National Enquirer, but does appear to be a serious story that has been researched. Let's go from there.
Well, okay. Before we had to go to break the last segment, I was beginning to say, now I'll just go ahead and say it. I find it humorous, okay, if not ludicrous. All right, first humorous, then ludicrous, that MUFON continues to say they are the only scientific organization. Now, out here in sunny Southern California, all right, I've been invited to L.A. MUFON on a couple of occasions to go in and give a presentation, and generally it dealt with the lunar research that I've been involved with over the years. But back in the early 90s, when my wife Vicki and I were still publishing UFO magazine, one of the hallmarks that kind of set us apart from the rest of the crowd was our willingness to do exposés, okay, on charlatans that were making a splash or attempting to make a splash in the field. And one of the guys that I had personally encountered, initially thought he was the real deal, was a guy by the name of Guy Kirkwood, all right? He had a number of other names that he had used over the years, but part of his shtick was that he had been billing himself as a former Air Force interceptor pilot back in the early to mid-1950s, and part of his story was that he had been part of a squadron tasked to fly up to intercept UFOs, unidentified flying objects, and photograph them. And the guy had one heck of a story, okay? Was charming, was friendly, and I first met him at a conference down around San Diego, and somebody introduced me to him, and we hit it off, and I spent a little time chatting with him. I had an idea. Hey, Guy, would love to interview you for UFO Magazine. Oh, yeah, sure, great. I said, fantastic. Now, look, the only thing that I would request of you before I do the interview is simply to show me a copy of your DD-214, all right, your military separation documents. Oh, okay, sure. I'll have to dig them out, but yeah, okay, great. Well, that was the last I heard from him for over a year. And suddenly, I see him on one of those then innumerable TV shows on commercial television, where I think it was Linda Howe brought Kirkwood on the air. Well, suddenly the phone lines at UFO Magazine just started to light up like a Christmas tree with all of these people, you know, calling up, this guy's a fraud, this guy's a charlatan. Oh, really? So, why? What makes him a fraud or a charlatan? Well, back in the 60s, he was pulling this UFO scam, blah, blah. And as a matter of fact, even John Keel wrote about him in his book, Disneyland of the Gods. So I had a copy of Disneyland of the Gods, pulled it out, read it. Oh, yeah, there's Guy Kirkwood's name. And he had been pulling a scam back in the 60s with some guy down in Central America. It's a long story, and I'm not going to go into it here. But needless to say, I said, okay, well, Guy didn't want to come up here with his DD-214, so I'm going to go ahead and conduct research anyway. So you may remember back in those days, a congressman here in Southern California by the name of Bob Dornan. All right? B-1 Bomber Bob. Do you remember that guy's name?
I do.
Okay. So, as it turned out, Dornan's brother had been a Look magazine photographer who had a rather amazing encounter with our old buddy Guy Kirkwood back in the 60s. So I called Dornan's brother up, and Vicki and I went and met him for lunch downtown here in Los Angeles one afternoon. Spent about 4.5 hours with him. His name was Don Dornan. And not only did he give me the lowdown on this guy, but he brought along a bunch of photographs that he had taken when he was examining that case himself in the 60s. Even Look magazine was going to write this guy up. Well, he discovered that it was all a fraud. Well, I ended up doing an extensive expose in UFO magazine, but I'm the kind of guy that's not going to stick you in the back, metaphorically speaking. If I'm going to stick you, you're going to be looking at me. So I called up Kirkwood, and I said, Guy, you never got back to me with your DD-214, but I'm writing an expose on you. And if you want to stop over at the office, I'll show you what I'm going to run ahead of time. And if you bring me your DD-214, I won't do it. Well, he came out. I handed him what I was running in the magazine. He read the whole thing, simply crapped out, handed it back, walked out the door, and was gone. Okay, we ran the article. So, with that being said, about 2 years later, at the magazine, somebody called us up and said, did you see who they're having come out and give a presentation at L.A. MUFON? And I said, no, who? Guy Kirkwood. And I said, what? Everybody by that time knew that Guy Kirkwood was a total phony. A nice guy, a nice phony, but a phony. So the guy that was in charge of L.A. MUFON then was Don Waldrop. So I got on the phone, and I called Waldrop up. And I said, Don, what are you guys doing? A lot of Dons there. Don Ecker, Don Dornan, now Don Waldrop. And I said, you guys at MUFON know this guy's a total phony. You know what he told me? And this was another reason that ultimately I had it with MUFON. Well, we're more interested in getting a big crowd in there who are going to be paying their 10 bucks a ticket or whatever it was. And this guy draws the audience in.
That is not the first or last example of MUFON putting people on the stage.
because they attract a crowd. We've got more to come with Don Ecker and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie.info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have a couple of questions from listeners, by the way, that Chris will bring up in a moment. But I want to mention something here. There was another organization, Missouri MUFON, that was going to bring on that character whose name shall not be mentioned, who's the American representative of course, the one-armed UFO contactee. Okay, Billy Meyer. And we heard of this, and one of the people associated with that organization, Margie Kay, had been on the Paracast. And I said to her, what do you think you're doing? Well, a few weeks later, he was disinvited.
They didn't disinvite anybody that draws a crowd out here in L.A., so. Now, MUFON, Waldrop left, and he moved from California back. I believe he went to Florida. And then they had some other people take over the MUFON group here. Now, I knew, and still do, the people who always did the audio visual for L.A. MUFON. And they had somebody else that came in then. And whatever caused this, after many, many years of being the audio-visual wizards, and they were wizards for L.A. MUFON, they all ended up leaving. They had some kind of huge falling out. Now, hey, that can happen with any organization, any group. I mean, you have internal politics, you have people for whatever reason that don't get along with each other, and sometimes these people will pick up their marbles and go home. But, you know, when they knowingly will bring in a phony, a fraud, a liar, and basically treat this individual before their audiences like this individual has something worth saying, or saying something that's worth hearing, then you got to look at the overall organization. And I got to tell you, it's been many years since I've considered MUFON a legitimate UFO investigating organization.
But is there any legitimate UFO investigating organization? Seems most we hear about are just sighting collectors.
There might be, Gene, Chris, there might be, but I got to tell you, if there is, I have not encountered them. So as far as I know, the answer is no. But I leave the door open a little bit on the off chance there might actually be one out there. But like I said, I've never encountered them.
Chris, we have some questions from our audience for Don Ecker. Can you fish a few up?
Sure. Indeed, we do. Here's a good one, and this is something that I heard. I remember hearing this years ago, Don, but Nix, who is our latest member to sign up at forum.theparacast.com, where our sign-ups and forum members can post questions for our guests. And Mr. Nix, who signed up yesterday, or Ms. Nix, is asking, is it true that early cosmonauts carried handguns?
Well, I don't know about cosmonauts because they were Soviet Union spacefaring guys, but American astronauts did when they first went to the moon. As a matter of fact, I originally broke that story in the midst of my lunar research. Somebody told me that. I was astounded when I heard that, going to the moon, carrying 45 caliber automatic pistols. And so Vicky and I called NASA up, and we spoke to their public relations person, and this has been a long time ago. But they, as a matter of fact, admitted that, yes, they did carry weapons to the moon, but their excuse was they carried weapons because in the event that when the space missions, the astronauts came back, okay, to planet Earth, in the event that they came down in some wild, woolly place, like in a jungle in Africa or something, they would have a means to defend themselves. Now, I got to tell you, when I heard that, one word went off in my head, and it was colorful expletive, okay? And I looked at the explanations, and I said, but wait a minute. The lunar explorers always come back to the ocean because we don't have a way to soft land our spacecraft. And remember now, we're talking about the Apollo missions on terra firma, on ground. They always came back in the Atlantic Ocean. They landed in water. As a matter of fact, they'd move a whole naval fleet out there to make sure that they had all this water covered so they could immediately pick up the astronauts. So, what was the actual reason that they carried weapons to the moon? Well, you're going to have to make up your own mind about that. But yes, they did.
More questions, Chris?
This one comes from Walter Bosley, who's a fellow L.A. area researcher and author. After all the years you've studied and investigated UFO cases, which one is your favorite?
Well,
don't say Roswell.
I have always, when I was conducting a lot of active research, the cases that always thrilled me, the ones that I really jumped into with gusto, were cases that happened in Earth space and near Earth space. I was involved in a number of investigations, and I may sound like a broken record when I say this, but one of my favorite cases involved the STS-48 shuttle mission that I broke originally on NBC and then CNN. Okay, it was an astounding case where a space shuttle above Australia, New Zealand encountered an unknown object, a UFO, and then subsequently what seemed to be a weapon shooting at this thing, and this thing taking drastic evasive maneuvers. That's one case. The other case was, and it's going to sound like I'm trumpeting my own horn, but another case that absolutely fascinated me was a case that NASA and the Soviet agency GlobCosmos took together, a mission that was they were both involved in, going to Mars with a probe called Phobos 2.
Let's talk about that probe. And more in our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The Probe, Phobos 2, the guest, Don Ecker.
Yeah, this was a space mission that NASA and Glad Cosmos took jointly, and it was not known at the time that this happened, all right, that NASA was a part of this mission. But the Russians sent two probes up. One disappeared entirely a little over a month after these two probes took off, both of them joint missions with NASA. And the other one got to Mars, then photographed an absolutely, according to the Russians, an enormous cigar-shaped object right before their probe was rammed and subsequently destroyed. Now, those, to me, represented the kind that, along with STS-48, represented what, in fact, might be a sign of an extraterrestrial intelligence or sentient beings. Were they actually? Well, I have no way of absolutely knowing, but that's my suspicion. So if anybody were to ask me my favorite cases, that would be it.
Let me ask kind of a different question here before we go on. Don, is there a case out there that you once touted, championed, felt really was important, significant, that later on maybe it didn't turn out to be what you thought it would be?
Well, initially, when I first became involved, one of the early researchers that I was in touch with, and this was, as a matter of fact, even before UFO Magazine, I was a part of the old Paranet computer system. And along about 1986, 1987, television news broadcaster George Knapp had what ended up being a couple of specials where he touted a incognito Area 51 quote-unquote scientist, all right, on his special, his TV special. And it turned out to be the infamous Bob Lazar case. Now, John Lear, as a matter of fact, wrote up a paper where he touted the fact about Lazar and Lazar working on something called Excalibur, or Lazar brought this thing to the forefront, Excalibur, which was purported to be a ground-penetrating missile that the U.S. government was developing to take out underground extraterrestrial bases. Okay? Now, did I believe that on the face? No. But this information was, at the time, so astounding that I gave some credence to it. And, of course, as soon as I got my feet a bit more grounded and applied my detective hat into the mix, I came to the decision that a lot of this was simply crap. Now, I'm not saying that I think that Bob Lazar was necessarily crap. I still think there's a great untold story there. But a lot of what Lear was touting in his original writings, I came to the conclusion pretty quickly that it was garbage.
But you think some of what he had to say was true. I've always been kind of negative towards him.
Are you talking about Lazar?
Yeah.
Look, I am not, and I've said this for years, okay? I've relegated the whole Lazar thing to my gray basket for only a couple of reasons that I have not been willing to dismiss the whole thing. And I've also repeated this on the Paracast in the past. Number one, when George Knapp first broke that story, I think all of us here will agree that Knapp is a good reporter. And Knapp, as he told me privately, okay, in the past, Knapp, before he ever did anything with the whole Lazar story, had in years past talked to a number of former people that worked out at what Knapp referred to as the site, Area 51. So, when Lazar came forward, Knapp had a series of questions that he asked Lazar. Like, for example, and I'm pulling these from memory, but where was the cafeteria located? Okay. And once you're at the cafeteria, how do you get to the bathroom? There's a bathroom there, right? And what were the color of the walls in there? In other words, Knapp was utilizing some tricks or techniques to find out if Lazar could pass those tests. And according to Knapp, yeah, he did. Okay. Then the other thing that always stuck with me was the fact that Lazar took Lear and several other people, including his then buddy Gene Huff, out to the black mailbox area, where they could witness some of these exotic, whatever they are, flying around the mountains. And they even recorded it on a camcorder. This was right before Lazar and Huff got caught. All right. So, that, to me, convinced me that, yeah, Lazar had some kind of information that he was able to take these people out and show them. Now, does that necessarily mean that he worked at S4 on recovered extraterrestrial spaceships? No, that doesn't prove that. But what it does prove is that he had information that if he were a total fraud, he wouldn't have had. So, like I said, in my gray basket.
And it's possible the other stuff colored or was meant to deflect from the sources from which he got the information. Well, I work there. That sort of thing. Just suggesting.
Hey, anything is possible. Now, here's the other unfortunate truth. Truth, okay? The fact of the matter is, hey, pal, we'll never know.
Well, that's always encouraging. That's about the UFO field in general. Chris, some more questions?
Sure. Okay, this one comes from Matthew, 1977. He's been a member of the Paracast for 2 years, and he's wondering, what are the sources of the best evidence that alien bases are on the moon?
And well, before you go on, Don, we have about a minute for this segment, then we'll continue in the next segment. Go on, please.
Okay. I conducted research into that going back to 1991. Now, do I have a secret government insider that gave me information on this? No. Do I have a series of photographs from NASA that were procured through public sources? Yes. And did I go through these with a fine-tooth comb, along with some help? Absolutely. And was I convinced that I saw things that could only be artificial? I was. I did. And yes, I am convinced they're artificial. Now, with that being said, if I am correct, what does that mean?
Let's find out in our next segment. With Don Ecker, Gene, and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Leaner 4, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So put it all together, Don Ecker. What does all this mean?
With that being said from the last segment, what that means to me is that at some point in the past, or perhaps today, I am 85% convinced that there was and maybe still is an operating outpost on the far side of the moon. I think that at some point there were somebody that was utilizing a base on the moon. Now, does that necessarily mean extraterrestrials? No, there are other possibilities if you go with the assumption that I'm correct about artificial structures being on the moon. We cannot even agree today on who murdered President John F. Kennedy. That's almost as contentious a topic as talking about what the last election was. You'll get 1,000 different opinions. Now, that was a relatively short time ago, 1963. With that being said, when did humanity first appear on planet Earth? That's another topic that no one can agree on. However, we do know that human beings have been here on planet Earth a long time. And roughly 10 to 12,000 years ago, we underwent a cataclysmic climatic event that caused the ice sheets that was covering then most of North America to suddenly disappear, which raised the level of the oceans several hundred feet. In other words, areas that previously had been dry land are now hundreds of feet or more under the ocean surface. When that happened, there were people here. Those people were displaced or perhaps died as a result of that climatic event. Now, how advanced were they? Well, depending upon who you talk to, you can get into a discussion that human beings back then, at least some of them, might have been very far along being advanced technologically. If you ever heard about or could get a copy of a book by Michael Cremo and Richard Thompson titled Forbidden Archaeology, they have documented going back over 3 billion with a B years of what could only be manufactured artifacts that were discovered right here on planet Earth. things that are inexplicable and things that science today refuse to even acknowledge exist, although they're hidden in museums all over the planet, down in the dusty archives. Some really weird things. Now, what does that suggest? Well, at some point in our past, there was a heck of a lot more going on than what we will acknowledge today. So is it possible that maybe early humans went to the moon? Well, that's a possibility along with aliens. If you talk to Walter Bosley, you had mentioned Walter earlier. Walter has been working on some theories that we, in fact, may be dealing with a breakaway civilization here on planet Earth.
And by the way, listeners, if you go through the PowerCast archives and at thepowercast.com, they are searchable. You'll see several interviews we've done with Walter Bosley about his breakaway civilization theories. Go ahead, Don.
So the bottom line is, I don't know what is up there. Would I love to go up and take a look? You betcha I would. That's unlikely to happen. But I am convinced that at some point in the past, and the possibility exists that even today, there is an ongoing outpost up there. That's something, if you look at the entire lunar program, would seem to suggest that maybe I am on the right path. And I'm certainly not the only one that has thought about that.
What's bothered me, Don, over the years is the fact that we gave up on at least public lunar exploration so quickly.
That is fodder, Gene, for an entire show based strictly on Apollo. With the time left, there's no way that I can give any a responsible answer to something that is in-depth and detailed as I would like to.
Now we're talking about, oh, we'll go to Mars, we'll do this. And I'm thinking it's going to happen in, what, 2020, 25, 30, 35? What happened in 1980?
Gene, let me interject something here. I just read a pretty extensive article that is saying that now, because of new findings related to the amount of radiation that our potential Martian astronauts would be susceptible to, that we do not have the technology to protect them. And by the time they would get to Mars, there was an over, I think, 50 or 60% chance that they would die early deaths and probably develop cancer because of the cosmic radiation and the fact that they're just not sufficiently shielded. That pushes back any sort of Martian expedition all the way to 2070 or something.
So therefore, Elon Musk is not going to realize his dream.
Unless he comes up with some technology that is able to duplicate 2 meters of water around the entire ship, that would be enough to protect astronauts from catastrophic radiation damage.
Well, you know, a friend of mine, and I believe you guys have interviewed him, Dr. John Brandenburg, has been off and on working for a long time on a way to get to Mars in a much quicker time frame than what was originally thought to be the case. In other words, months and months and months. And I recently talked to Brandenburg, and I asked him, as a matter of fact, about that very thing, about cosmic radiation. And he seems to think that it's very possible that they have the technology available now to shield the astronauts. Now, whether they do or don't, I do not know.
As of late September, Elon Musk was seeking Mars explorers with $200,000 and, quote, in this headline from Bloomberg Technology, guts to risk death. So I suppose we're going to have to see whether there is a radiation danger. I certainly hope there isn't. I mean, think of the romantic ideal that maybe in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, whatever, some of us will get to Mars.
And the princess may be waiting for us, right?
Right, the princess and the gods of Mars and all those people. And we'll see the Dead Sea bottoms of Barsoom.
Yeah.
Don Ecker, please tell our listeners, if they want to know more about what you do, where can they check you out? Other than our forums, of course.
Well, Facebook is a good place, and right now Dark Matters Radio runs every night on CyberStation USA. You can get to CyberStation by going to www.dqrm.com. And Friday nights, Richard Saraday, another friend of the Paracast. Incidentally, guys, Richard wanted me to tell you both howdy. Richard Saraday and I do an open line Friday show, once again, same place, www.dqrm.com, beginning at 9 p.m. Pacific.
We'll find us on Facebook. We have two Paracast fan clubs. We have the Paracast on Twitter. And more important, we've got the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. It's a special subscription service. Prices starting at just $1.49 a week, $4.99 a month. And annual, five-year, and lifetime subscriptions are available as well. We offer the After the Paracast podcast, the commercial-free version of this show. We've got some show transcripts on there, some videos from The Other Side of Truth from Paul Kimball, and lots more. Go to plus.theparacast.com for more information. Don, it's been fun. We only just got started. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
You bet. My pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.